Yeah. Okay. This is a really great way to kick off Triple Play Thursday. Oh, man. Yeah. Triple Play Thursday, three songs. I'm so glad we're going to get to hear two more Kink songs. 773 area code requested the Kinks. That's Ape Man. And one of the greatest bands of all time. Love that band. The polar opposite of what we're going to be talking about now. And get your request in for Triple Play Thursday, 312-981-7200. You can also call in to tell us who you think some of the worst bands are ever. We're going to talk about that. And you can text in. We've got some texts already. People who with bands that they absolutely hate. Text in or call 312-981-7200. And the reason why we're going to be talking about this. Oh, by the way, it's Nick DiGilio. Hi, we're back. The reason why we're going to be talking about this is because here's the story. Esmeralda, have you heard the story about the Canadian cops?
I saw that, and I immediately thought of Saga.
Yeah. Well, see, now that's a reward. Like, if you do, if you're a safe driver, they play Saga because that's a reward. But in Canada. You know, I like the fact that now with any, you know, people who listen to the show or are a part of the show, whenever a story that comes out that has to do with Canada, you think of Saga right away. I'm happy about that. The more people that think of Saga or listen to Saga, the better their lives will be.
They're going to have a great comeback.
I'm telling you, and I'm going to be behind it. The Saga comeback. They're going to make a 3-hour documentary about it. About how the once magnificent 80s band from Canada made their fantastic comeback. See, they don't need a comeback in Canada. In Canada, they're still considered rock gods to this day because of their Saga. Well, here's the story. Canadian cops to punish drunk drivers with Nickelback tunes. I think this story is hilarious. The Canadian town of Kensington has hit upon a genius plan to detract its residents from drinking and driving this holiday season. Not only will the cops charge you, they'll also blast Nickelback while they haul you to jail. This is the best. The Kensington Police Service laid down the law in a Facebook post over the weekend for those, quote, dumb enough to feel that they can drink and drive. When we catch you, we will catch you, the department added. On top of a hefty fine, a criminal charge, and a year's driving suspension, we will also provide you with the bonus gift of playing the office's copy of Nickelback in the cruiser on the way to jail. I don't know why I find this so unbelievably hilarious. Constable Rob Hartlin told CNN the department doesn't actually hate the band. We're just using a different approach to get an age-old message communicated, eh? I added that A part. As long as it starts the don't drink and drive dialogue, we're happy with that, eh? You hoser? The last three words were mine. The department said that it hasn't had to unleash Chad Kroeger and the boys on anyone yet, and it hopes it stays that way. So please, let's not ruin a perfectly good unopened copy of Nickelback, it said in the post. If you don't drink and drive, we won't make you listen to it. I think that's fantastic. But that got me thinking about really horrible bands, because don't you guys think, Dan, Esmeralda, don't you guys think that, you know, like when someone says a band sucks, that Nickelback like immediately pops into your mind at some point?
Yeah. They are the go-to one.
Yeah, aren't they? Like, they're the scapegoat for, like, if it's, oh, God, that band sucks, they're almost as bad as Nickelback. I really can't even recall a Nickelback song.
Photograph. That one about the five. You Remind Me, is that what it is?
There's this chunk of music and bands that I just can't, I don't know who the hell they are. Like, I don't know the Five Doors Down. Is it Five Doors Down?
Three.
Three Doors Down. Who's got the five?
Maroon 5?
Maroon 5, I don't know, though. I mean, that's got the idiot who's on the voice, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then there's the dudes with the,
Third Eye Blind.
Third Eye Blind.
Leave them alone.
Oh, we got into this before. You guys both are champions of the Third Eye Blind.
Yep. That album.
Well, that's yeah. the. What, did they ever? Did they release anything else?
Well, that's how the band broke up because.
Wait, I got to hear this.
The guitarist was upset that the lead singer was going to pop, and released a song that was just awful, and that's part of the reason the band dismembered, because the first single from the second album was this just pure pop crap, and like he's like, "You sold out, man. You know, before it was pop, but it was still rock." And
really?
Yep.
All right. I feel bad for all the fans of Third Eye Blind.
No, they're still together.
Yeah, didn't they just do me? The last time we talked about it, weren't they playing? They were going to play a gig, right?
They trolled the Republican.
That's what it was.
Yeah. Hall of Fame.
That's right. That's right. Oh, man. Do you have any Nickelback that I can hear that I might recognize?
Why don't we do it after the break?
Oh, we got a break. Look at that. All right. Horrible Bands, 312-981-7200. Yeah. I always want to be by your side. Triple Play Thursday, yeah. Triple Play Thursday. 773 area code requested the Kinks. You Really Got Me. All right. You want to jump in? It's 312-981-7200. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. Steve Cochran at 6. And there was a news story this week that a town in Canada is trying to deter people from drinking and driving by threatening them and saying, hey, look, not only will you get a ticket, not only will you be fined, not only will it be on your record, not only will you go to jail, but on your way to jail, we are going to blast Nickelback. And that got me thinking about, because Nickelback is sort of synonymous with bad bands. So we're talking about what bands do you hate? Who do you think are the worst bands ever? Now, do you have some Nickelback?
I do. In honor of Triple Play Thursday, we will play snippets of Nickelback's three biggest hits.
Okay. See if I recognize. I'll probably recognize them, right?
All right. So this hit number one on the Billboard charts. This is How You Remind Me. I've been down into the bottom of every bottle. Do spot
words in my head. Scream while we having fun yet. Yeah. Okay, that's enough. I know it.
That one, when that came out, I remember singing that so much when me and my friends would drive around.
What are we talking about? Time period? Early 2000s? Mid 2000s?
No, late 90s. I want to say
late 90s.
It hit number one December 2001. That song.
Okay. So 2001.
Okay. All right. What's next?
All right. The next one is Photograph. This hit in October of 2002.
Nope. No idea what it is. Never heard it before in my life.
And then somebody edited it, the video, to make it sound like he just says, look at this graph. And then it's just a picture of a graph.
This is so not in my territory at all. They're not the same band that had the video with the bullet flying?
No.
Who the hell? Korn. That was Korn, right?
Yes, yeah.
Korn. Those guys suck, too. It was right around the same time, right?
Yeah.
Limp Bizkit?
Limp Bizkit was...
Late 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah, Korn and Korn and
Limp Bizkit around the same time.
Yeah.
Oh, those guys suck.
Metal.
All right, what's the other one? This is the third one.
And the final one, this was Rockstar, hit number 6. I was in the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with a bleach blonde hair. And
I just know the one. Just the one. The first one you play is the only one that I know. I have successfully stayed Nickelback free. All right. Yeah, that's bad. 815 area code says horrible band. Sum 41.
Oh, I like that one song.
I see, that's another band I couldn't tell you what they.
It was their hit. It was Fat Lip.
Fat Lip.
What was that?
Fat Lip?
Yeah. Mm. They were in that group. They were kind of like the attitude of Blink 182.
Well, that's next on this guy's list.
Oh,
Blink 182. Blink 182 is all right.
See, I like they had that song. They had "Damn It."
I don't know the names of
that
their
was
songs.
Like late '90s, though.
That song was huge.
Yeah, and then they disappeared, and then they got big again.
Hoobastank is on this guy's list.
I don't mind Hoobastank.
I couldn't tell you. There's another one. I couldn't tell you what Hoobastank sang.
If I heard it, I'd be like, Hoobastank.
Simple Plan is on his list.
These are all
Canadians.
These are all in that grouping.
That's all like in that area of the late 90s.
Right, right.
Thing. Okay, good.
These people would all be on the same bill together. At
good
like
Charlotte?
Q101's Twisted Christmas 2002.
Yeah. Okay. Good Charlotte is on this guy's list as well.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
They're local, though, right? Isn't the lead singer local?
No, I don't think so.
Who's the lead singer?
Fallout Boy.
Fallout Boy. That's what I was thinking of. And then somehow this doesn't fit into the other list here that this guy sent in. You got Sum 41, Blink 182, Hoobastank, Simple Plan, Good Charlotte, and then he includes Counting Crows. That's not in the same.
Wow.
They would not play on the same. Although I think Counting Crows sucks. I just 630 area code says Creed. Creed shows up on every one of the lists I have in front of me.
You like them, though,
I
don't
do,
you?
Yes.
No, thank you.
I do.
I saw them live when I worked at the Tweeter Center. No,
did
thanks.
You get drenched in Scott Stapp's sweat?
No, I luckily was to the side.
Okay.
But I did see him do his Jesus poses.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. And I've told you guys this before. I watched, like, a Creed concert, and he is the sweatiest. I've never seen anyone sweat more on stage than Scott Stapp. Like, to the point where I was concerned. I'm like, what's wrong with this guy? And I'm not kidding when I say people in the first couple of rows probably got drenched. I'm not exaggerating. He went through like five shirts. 765 area code. Oh, this is wrong. This 765, I'm about to read this, and you couldn't be wronger. Uriah Heep rules. You kids don't know who Uriah Heep is. They rule. The 765 area code is wrong. I'm sorry. Uriah Heep rules. It's a good thing Oaken's not awake, because he would call in right now. He would find that guy in the 765 area code and smack him around. Every play that Scott Oaken has ever written includes at least one Uriah Heep song. Every play. And I've directed like seven of Scott's plays. And even if it's completely inappropriate, there will be a Uriah Heep song in it as one of the transition songs. So I've actually, you know, grown to love Uriah Heep. I liked him anyway, but, you know, when I was living with Scott, he would blast Uriah Heep, you know, 24 hours a day. So, all right. Bad bands. Now, Esmeralda, who would you, what's the first, if I were to say to you, pick a really crappy band that you hate.
Creed,
okay.
But then also, because I can't stand this band, Lucky Boys Confusion.
I don't know what that is.
They had one semi-big hit here in the city.
They're a local band?
In the Midwest, yeah.
They're local? Lucky Boys Confusion?
They're very local.
Right. What kind of music?
It's that kind pop. Of ska pop.
Yeah. Oh.
they always sell out the Metro. But only only here in Chicago in the Midwest do they know. No one knows anything about them anywhere else.
Oh, okay.
Because they had a very low-level hit, but it was huge here.
And it's ska-like?
It's pop-punk type of stuff.
Okay.
They're along, you know, Lucky Boys Confusion would probably open for Fall Out Boy.
Okay. All right, I get it. There was a really funny bit on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Do you guys watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
I haven't. I watched where the like first two or three episodes.
Of this season?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't finished.
That is a funny show. That is a very, very funny show.
No, it's great.
It's great. And the ensemble is great. There was a flashback to when Andy Samberg was, the flashback was in 1998, and it was him in the street saying, "Scott will never die," and he's dancing around with a boombox.
Well, some people still keep that dream alive.
No, I know. And Andy, Andy Samberg's character. Yeah.
Here is Lucky Boys Confusion with their big hit, Fred Astaire.
Fred Astaire. Okay, that is interchangeable with everything that we were talking about 10 minutes ago.
pretty much.
I mean, it sounds exactly like five of the bands we were talking about.
And it's insane because every time you hear that they play a show here, they sell out.
Yeah.
But only here.
And it's what I would imagine that those, what you know, that it would be an all ages night at Metro.
Oh,
it would
for
not
sure.
be it would not be a 21 and over.
Totally.
Because I really don't think anybody over 21 is going to listen to that. So, all right, more terrible bands. I just want to mention LA Weekly put out this. I have a list from LA Weekly. I have a list from Cracked. And a list. Where was this last one from? I forgot.
Ranker.
Oh, right. Ranker. Okay. And number 20 on the list. I just want to start off the list of LA Weekly. Spin Doctors. Hey, remember when the Spin Doctors were popular?
Oh, come on.
God, those guys suck.
Two Princes.
Terrible.
What's that other one about painting stuff or something?
Whatever it is. They all sound the same.
They do.
They sound the same. And the dude with the beard and he's wearing like a puka shells and
yeah,
like
he looks pretty grody.
Oversized sweaters that haven't been washed in 3 months. Those guys were terrible, man. They were terrible. We used to make fun of them when we were doing shows at the factory. This was mid-90s, and we were doing shows at the factory. There would be Spin Doctor jokes just thrown into plays. We would just rip the Spin Doctors when they were popular. Did the same thing with Hootie and the Blowfish. I wrote an entire scene in a play called Praying Mantis, which is dedicated to ripping Hootie and the Blowfish. Hootie and the Blowfish, I believe, is on one of these lists. You remember the scene in Jerry Maguire? Dan, you guys see Jerry Maguire?
Yeah.
You've seen it, right, Esmeralda?
Yeah, a long time ago.
It's a great movie. It's a great movie. You should revisit it. But Cuba Gooding Jr. is standing in the airport waiting for Tom Cruise to show up. And Tom Cruise is with a higher profile client, you know, and he's spending more time with him. And it's frustrating Cuba Gooding Jr. And he's standing in the airport waiting. And a kid comes up to him and goes, "Hey, you're Hootie." Do you remember that scene? And he goes, "I am not Hootie." He goes, "No, man, don't lie. You're Hootie." I always think of that. All right. We got a break here for weather and traffic, and we'll come back and we'll take your phone calls and we'll take your texts. Worst bands of all time, all because in Canada they're going to play Nickelback very loudly on your way to jail if you drink and drive. What must stop me only? And my feet are nearly frozen. Pour the tea and put some toast on. Yeah. Triple Play Thursday. I just would like to say to the 773 person who requested the Kinks on Triple Play Thursday, one, thank you, and two, nice choice for the third song. Nice choice, Dead End Street. You don't hear that very often. Yeah! So, 312-981-7200. We're talking about terrible bands, which is the complete opposite of the Kinks, the absolute polar opposite of the Kinks. Esmeralda, you have to mention what we were talking about off the air. Now, we were talking about the Spin Doctors, and you happen to like Two Princes.
Yes.
Okay. But you were talking about that in Joliet. Tell everybody about
that. Yeah. Well, it's in Crest Hill, but it's a Joliet area.
Okay.
It's a store, and I feel like every burb had one.
Yeah.
Had this kind of store. It was a hippie store. It was called Rocky Muds. I mean, they all probably have different names, but ours was Rocky Muds. And it was a yin-yang symbol was their logo, but on the storefront they had one of those Grateful Dead bears, and they just sold Grateful Dead posters and Jimi Hendrix stuff T-shirts.
The other detail, you know, though, how did they spell Muds?
Oh, M-U-D-D-S. Yeah.
Yeah, man, we're going to go to Rocky Muds.
Yeah, and we would. We'll go and hang out.
Hang out and buy some patchouli. That's fan. Is Rocky Muds still open?
I think so. It has a Facebook fan page.
Oh, then it's got to be, right? We need to go on a pilgrimage to Rocky Muds.
Yeah.
It used
to be, sadly enough, it's gone now, but it used to be very, like, maybe a block or two away from Crow's Nest.
Oh, I remember Crow's Nest. Yeah,
Crow's Nest. I think the original was in Crest Hill.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's absolutely right. Yeah.
But it's gone now.
Crow's Nest was great. That was great. You know, if Rocky Muds is still open, my guess is the lead singer for Spin Doctors is working there.
Probably.
That would be my guess.
And as I'm looking at a picture someone took of the storefront. It also has beads written in very large letters on the window. So you know where to go.
Now, okay. But It's not the kind of beads that you wear. It's the kind of beads that you hang in a doorway.
Yep.
That's I just wanted to make sure that people knew what that was. I want to go to Rocky Mud's right now.
And then I think they had a little cart in the mall, too.
Oh, God, that's funny. That is so funny. All right, we're talking about terrible bands. Here's Harold on WGA. Hey, Harold.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, you know, when you, I think around 3:30 or so, you came back from the news and you started playing the Kinks, and I go, wait, this is not a terrible band. And I thought that's what we were trying to get to, but it was just part of Triple Play Thursday.
Yeah, no, it's Triple Play Thursday, yeah.
I was like, wait a minute. Everybody, I think Dan, you, Esmeralda, and probably 99% of everybody listening to the program today is going to disagree with me, but I hate Sonic Youth.
Oh, Harold. You're in enemy territory there, man. I love Sonic Youth. I don't know, Esmeralda, you like Sonic Youth?
I don't hate them.
Yeah.
But I've never heard I've heard a few things, but I wouldn't say like, yeah, let's listen to Sonic Youth.
Oh man. I love that band. I can understand though, Harold, while people I know people who don't like Harold. I know people who don't like Sonic Youth.
I know a lot.
Yeah. I know people who don't like them. It's you know, they're not the most accessible band in the world. You know what I mean? Their music isn't like, some of it's not delightful.
I don't like about them is the to me it's not anything, you know, anything. It's no big deal. You know, most of the music is like, okay, whatever. But
yeah,
but the lead singer is
Thurston Moore.
Is that what his name is?
Yeah, Thurston Moore.
Here's how I found out about it. My mom was at a garage sale and saw this, you know, this CD sitting there, and she's like, "Oh, Harold would like this, you know, looks like a rockin' band or whatever." So she, you know, she was old school, but she picked it up, and I was like, "Okay, cool, thanks." And I listened to it, and I go, "Oh, I hate this," and I gave it to this girl that I knew. She's like, "What's wrong with it? Don't you want it?" And I'm like, "I hate it," and she's like, "I love them. They're awesome." I'm
yeah,
like, you can have.
Yeah, well, but, I think they're a great band, Harold. I love Sonic Youth, and they also, by the way, appeared on Gilmore Girls. I just thought maybe I would throw that in there as a little thing. Harold, thanks for the call, man. We got like a ton of texts coming in. So what do we got? 630 area code, Matchbox 20. Oh God, those guys. And that's that interchangeable crap that we were talking about earlier. Like Matchbox, I don't know the difference between Matchbox 20 and Maroon 5. They're the same.
Well, no, I think there's a difference between those, but you could interchange, even though I love Third Eye Blind, but you could kind of.
Yeah,
it's that same element of alt rock.
All around that same time frame, too.
Yeah. And late 90s alt rock.
This dude, this Matchbox 20 guy, this Rob Thomas guy, he's the singer on that damn Smooth song.
He is.
Oh,
yes.
My God, do I hate that song. And Carlos Santana rules the planet, but that album. When he won 74 Grammys, the only song on there that I like was the one that he did with Dave Matthews, which, by the way, on the LA Weekly list, Dave Matthews is listed as number one
as the
worst band of all time.
Did you hate that song flat out, or did you kept playing and playing?
I didn't. Okay, I'll tell you this. The first time I heard it, I didn't like it. Okay? By the 7 billionth time that it was played, I wanted to blow my brains out. But you couldn't get away from it. I mean, it's like, you know, it was on the jukebox at Simon's, and I played it like every 5 minutes. I was in New York for 3 weeks, you know, with Vinyl Shop at the Fringe Festival. Every damn bar we went into, it was playing. It was the summer of 99. Summer of 99. It was that song and that, hey now, you're an all-star, put your pants on, or whatever the hell, Smash Mouth.
Somebody wants it.
But by the way, Esmeralda, did you ever see the Saturday Night Live sketch?
Yes. That's what I'm referencing. I just showed me that sketch.
Smash Mouth is in my closet.
He didn't know what I was referencing, and that I showed him the sketch and he's in love.
Somebody, it's Bobby Moynihan, they've all got the soul patches and the bowling shirts. All right. Between Smooth and that damn Hey Now, I wanted to like kill somebody. All right, we got a break. We got more terrible.
Real quick, Matchbox 20's rules, by the way.
Okay, there you go. We got to take a break here. More terrible bands. 312-981. Well, I got a ton of texts coming in. We'll read a bunch of them as well. This could be the best Triple Play Thursday we've ever had. Seriously, I mean, it might. Because we've got three songs coming up. Well, two more coming up by the Ramones. Come on now! Now we're talking. Kinks, Ramones? 630 area code. Also, that song, by the way, My Brain is Hanging Upside Down by the Ramones, used to wonderful effect in School of Rock. All right. It's so funny that we're talking about terrible bands, and Triple Play Thursday so far has consisted of two of my favorite bands of all time. Oh, man. Nick DiGilio here. How you doing, everybody? Esmeralda and I are going to battle for dominance in the battleground of pop-up video. That's coming later. Now we're talking about crappy bands. We're until 5 a.m., by the way. 312-981-7200. I got a bunch of texts here. Let's get to them. All right. And let's see. Carlton the Doorman. Oh, is he now? He's calling himself Carlton the Doorman now? Carlton the Doorman says the worst band ever is the Bloodhound Gang. What the hell did Bloodhound Gang do? They didn't do the oop, there it is. Did they do that?
No, what?
Tag team, completely different genre.
I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
Who's it? Who let the dogs out? What about who let... That's the Baja Man.
Yeah. Who did they...
Animal Planet was their big hit.
Right.
Or Bad Touch.
Right. Yeah. Oh, and they had the one about the roof being on fire, but it was like a...
Wait a minute, what?
They did like a... It was like a slow rap version of that. They used that little...
The roof's on fire?
Yeah, they used that bit as a chorus.
That's... Okay, I was going to say, because that's like from the 80s. The roof's on fire.
I'm trying to think.
We don't need water.
What genre they would be.
I don't know.
Because
Carlton the Doorman doesn't like them.
I don't even know if you can play it.
Yeah, I can't play Bad Touch.
Because it's a little dirty.
Trevor from Antioch says, Puddle of Mud is the worst band of all time. Thanks a lot, Fred Durst.
What did he find them or something?
Of course he did. He found all those craps. What band did? It's been a while. Do you remember? It's been a while since I first loved you. It's been a while.
Oh man.
Do you remember those
guys?
He's
got a piercing in his.
And that was like
eyebrow.
Stained.
Stained, yeah. Man. Yeah, stained. Yeah.
He's so sensitive.
That's their sensitive song. That's when he would sit down on the steps in front of the drum riser with an acoustic guitar. It's been a while. Stained with no E, right?
That is correct.
Oh, that's so cool. Those guys, same thing. Limp Bizkit, all that crap. Korn, that's all the same. All right. Here's Mike on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Nick. How we doing today?
All right.
Yeah, when you and I were growing up in the mid-70s, there were some bad bands. But the one that stands out with me was that band Sweet.
Oh, no, Mike! Come on!
They had that hit, Love is Like Oxygen, the extended version, which isn't bad, but they still sucked.
Oh, no way, Mike. I lost Sweet Rules. They had a lot of great songs. They were a great band.
Little Willy Willy.
Yeah, Little Willy Willy won't go home. That's a jam.
But if you watch them on video on YouTube, they try to be between soft rock and glam rock.
Yeah. Well, they were closer to glam rock, in my opinion. So.
Hey, listen, I was on the south side of Chicago the other day, and I took my daughter to a vintage vinyl shop.
Yeah.
Picked up an original edition of Jethro Tull's Living in the Past.
That's a great album. Great
she
album.
Bought a couple of Sinatra's, or late, I mean, like 50 or 60 Sinatra albums.
Yeah. Well, that's
She bought an original edition Hey Jude album by the Beatles.
Oh, Hey Jude, that's the album that I grew up on. That's a weird album. It's B-sides and singles. That was the first album that I ever really listened to by the Beatles. It's weird, too.
But she also got ticked off because she wanted to buy a couple of Ramones, and she forgot to look at them.
Oh, well, isn't that weird that we're playing the Ramones right now?
Yeah, it's on the south side of Chicago, like 115th and Western.
All right, Mike.
I also picked up a Focus 3, original copy of Focus 3.
Wow. Jeez. Then one hit.
It's a good vinyl shop. They got a lot of good stuff in there.
All right, cool. All right, Mike, thanks for the call.
All right, Nick. I'll
Take
talk
care.
To you later.
There you go, buddy. Yeah, you guys know the band Focus?
They had
one hit. You know what it was called?
Focus?
Hocus Pocus.
Focus with Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus by Focus. And it was
Oh,
wait. You got to hear this. Dan, find Hocus Pocus by Focus. It's an instrumental, okay? Except for yodeling. The song's a jam. The song is a massive jam. It's like this massive instrumental jam, great guitar, nice and loud, great riff, and then in the middle, a guy starts yodeling. It was a hit. It was like, I think it had to be a top 10 hit. Hocus Pocus by Focus. It's a classic riff, and then they yodel halfway through. I think do we have it, Dan? This is a different version. That's a different version. It's like a live version.
Is that yodeling? Yodeling?
In the studio version, he yodels.
Oh, okay.
He goes, yodeling.
This is he scat singing.
No, that's just weird. But then, like, the riff, though. It's a classic jam riff. And then they yodel. And it was the one hit the guys had, Hocus Pocus by Focus. You know, if Steve King is listening, I know he probably played it 800 times. Oh, man. Focus. All right. Let's see. Oh, Dan's not going to be happy about this. 312 says, I thought I was going to be unpopular, but I never liked Smashing Pumpkins or thought Billy Corgan was kind of a genius.
Nah, I get it.
Yeah, I don't like him. But you love them.
I mean, I love the band and the music.
Yeah.
But I can understand why people are put off by him.
You know, by the way, he's suing his own wrestling company.
I did see that.
815 area code, Alien Ant Farm. Come on, man. Their version of that Michael Jackson song is better than the Michael Jackson song. What the hell is the song?
Smooth Criminal.
Yeah, Smooth Criminal. That song, their version is a jam.
They had another song I enjoyed.
Movies.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That was my final project in COM 314, a music video to Movies by Alien Ant Farm.
Wait a minute. What? How do we not know about this already? How is this not common knowledge?
Where's a copy of this?
And you got to bring this damn thing in now.
I think I've got a copy on S Video because that's what we used back then. But our final project was to make a music video. So. I recruited my friend Jeff and Alexis, and they fell in love while watching movies.
Oh, man.
I told you I saw them at an oyster at the Guinness Oyster
Fest.
Yeah. Someone lost a finger.
Yeah.
Someone's rocking that hard.
Did they just think they cut it because they were in so much pain it was better to take the finger
is
off?
Is it just people? Is that the thing when you go to the Guinness Oyster Fest? Is it just people get hurt? Because the one time I went, to it, Shane McGowan was playing. Well, I mean, and he was, of course, completely crap-faced. He was loaded. And his trailer was like 20 feet away from the stage. And I saw him come out of the trailer and just take a header right off the trailer and smash his face on the ground. And this was before the show. He gets up on the stage. He's got blood all over his face. He didn't have teeth. He's got teeth now. Shane McGowan's got, he got himself teeth. He didn't have teeth then, so he didn't knock any teeth out of his face. But I saw, like, it was like 500 people were standing, and they kind of looked, and they said, hell, it's Shane McGowan. Bam! He just falls down and smashes his face, and then gets up and does the show. And I remember, this is the one thing I remember about, besides Shane McGowan taking a header out of his trailer, which I'm sure he did nightly, I just remember it was like 100 degrees, and the only thing they had to drink was Guinness. It was like the worst possible thing to drink when it's 100 degrees outside and humid is a nice big pint of Guinness. Oh, this is refreshing. It's like an Anchorman when Will Ferrell's gone and he's running down the street and he's drinking the milk and it's hot out and he's, oh, milk was a bad choice. By the way, milk is never a bad choice. Okay. I have to see this video now, this alien ant farm video.
Yeah, I want to see this.
Oh, my God.
Post it on WGN.
I didn't re-alert. Yeah, we got to post it on the website by auteur Dan Shagrew.
There is copyright issues,
I believe. Oh, sure, because it's alien ant farm.
Well, no, because I, like, it was a show about a song called Movies. So what I did was I had their relationship course through the movies they picked for each other.
Oh.
So there are elements of movies. So, like, he picked Back to the Future, so they watched Back to the Future, you know, so.
Oh, I see.
I don't know if it would be okay. Yeah.
Because of you have to clear it with Robert Zemeckis.
We'll have to give you the bootleg copy, listeners.
This is fantastic. Beat on the breath with the baseball bat. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, oh. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Triple Play Thursday, and we had the Kinks first, and now the Ramones. It's Nick DiGilio. Now, we're talking about terrible bands, awful bands. We got a ton of texts here, and we have a couple of lists here, and we want to get to throw out as many of these as we can, because after the 4:30 news, Esmeralda and I will be locked in a massive battle of pop-up video supremacy. Right, Esmeralda?
Sure.
All right. Let's see. 630 area code says, Uriah Heep could show these young whippersnappers how to rock. I agree, 630. Someone texted in that they hate Uriah Heep. Uriah Heep jams. Not quite as much as Hocus Pocus by Focus with the yodeling. 815, Jimmy Buffett is the worst thing that's ever happened to rock and roll.
I'd agree.
708 area code says crash test dummies. Those are the right? Those guys are the
yeah.
There was a man. What the I can't remember that song. It's so stupid. Birdman hates REO Speedwagon. I'm with you, Birdman. Nice that Michael Keaton is listening. 630 area code, plain white tees suck. Here's an odd pairing. Are you ready for that? A pairing, but here's an odd group, Esmeralda. You know, you remember on Sesame Street, tell me which one of these things does not belong?
Yes.
Okay. Tell me which one of these things does not belong. NSYNC, 98 Degrees, and Grateful Dead.
One of these things is not like the
That's
other.
That's exactly right. 815 area code, Bon Jovi, I hate them. I do too. Oh, here we go. 630. This is a very, very divisive band. And I don't know anyone who's like, they're okay. It's either you love them or you hate them. It's kind of like Dave. Dave is the same way. You either love them or you hate them. I happen to love them. Steely Dan. Steely Dan, 630 area code says, Steely Dan makes me want to cut my ears off. Starship really sucks. Yeah, but they built this city. Linkin Park and Rick Astley. There's another weird pairing. Linkin Park and Rick. Leave Rick Astley alone. I happen to like Rick Astley. Len says the Jay Giles Band. Jay Giles Band's all right. 630 says easy. Spin Doctors and Soul Asylum. It was one of my first concert. Currently, any rock out of California, anyone wearing skinny jeans and guys wearing makeup. Jeez. Trucker Rich says the Eagles are the worst. Yes, they are. I hate the Eagles. I hate them, and I know that's unpopular. Well, what happened there?
I was trying to do
a cool radio move,
and I totally blew it. So let's try that again.
I hate the f***ing Eagles, man.
Yeah, I agree with you, dude. Dude.
And I hate the f***ing Eagles, man.
You remember that scene, Esmeralda?
What is that from?
Big Lebowski.
Oh.
He's in the back of the cab.
Oh, right.
After they knock him out when he's in the Malibu sheriff guns the... guns the coffee mug at him and smashes him in the head when he calls him a fascist. Then he wakes up in the back of the cab. He's in the back of the cab, and the guy's blasting the Eagles. I've had a bad night, man.
And I hate the Eagles, man.
The cabbie pulls over. Get out of my cab! That movie rules. All right. The Eagles. God, I hate those guys. We, you know, my dad and I went to go see them at the Comiskey Park at the World Series of Rock. But we went because Steve Miller was playing, like the Steve Miller Band was playing. That's why I wanted to go. And it was Pablo Cruz and Steve Miller and the Eagles. And we left two songs into the Eagles. Like, let's get out of here. Pablo Cruz. Love will find a way. You guys remember Pablo Cruz?
Some yacht rock.
That's yacht rock to its fullest, man. So is Steely Dan. Steely Dan is full on yacht rock. Speaking of yacht rock, we need to go through the archives and find my interview with Kenny Loggins. Me and Gary Lee Wright interviewed Kenny Loggins. I spent most of the interview talking about Caddyshack. All right, here's Doug on WGN. Hey, Doug.
Hey, how's it going, Nick?
All right.
Man, I'm glad I found your show, man. I work nights and I just found you. Three bands I hate.
Okay.
Just because I got overwhelmed with them when I was a kid. ABBA, The Carpenters, and The Hollies.
Okay, well, I just play those over and over. I can understand. The last two, I love The Hollies and I love The Carpenters. ABBA, you know I can't stand ABBA.
Oh, well, The Carpenters, it's just, you know, you get overplayed with it. It's just such a hardware store song that they just play it over and over on the disc replay.
A hardware store song.
Well, and same with The Hollies, you know, like the old school hardware store song.
Yeah,
like,
oh, yeah, I know.
I've only heard He Ain't Heavy 10,000 times.
Yeah, I understand.
And if it comes on, I just, like, change the station.
No, I can understand. I totally understand. I mean, The Hollies and The Carpenters in the 70s, you couldn't turn on a radio without hearing them. There's no question about
God.
It. Yeah. All right, Doug. Thanks, man.
All right, thanks, buddy.
Bye-bye. Take care. Karen Carpenter has the voice of an angel. And she was also a kick-ass drummer. The Carpenters rule. The Carpenters rule. And I don't care. I don't care if people think I'm a dork for saying that. Karen Carpenter had the voice of a damn angel. It's like that scene in Tommy Boy where they're driving in the car and the Carpenter song comes on and they smash cut to them back later, both singing, crying their eyes out as they drive down the street. Steven Riverdale says Insane Clown Posse. Come on.
That's just a gimme.
Yeah. Did you ever go to a Juggalo convention?
No, I did not. Do you mean the gathering or?
There's a gathering of Juggalos. They've got a Juggalo, yeah.
A couple of them sat behind me in a Perkins when I was in college.
In full Juggalo?
Yep. It's like 8:45 in the morning, too.
Oh, wow.
On a Saturday.
We did at the bar I worked, we did an event doing like a primer on what Juggalos were.
It was a class in Juggalo?
Yeah, essentially.
Juggalo 101?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, God,
and they had some paintings. I forget who did them, but they were paintings of people as Juggalos. And I think one was of a Hot Doug.
Oh, in
Juggalo
as
makeup.
A Juggalo?
Yes.
That's outstanding. Hey, do you remember the bits they did on SNL, the deep underground festival?
Oh yeah, have you ever seen the real video?
Oh yeah, no, it's the same thing. It's right on. I'm DJ Little Squirt, and then how about Ask Dan? Ask Dan, he dies in every commercial. Bobby Moynihan is Ask Dan. Oh God, that's fun. Oh, we're out of time. Somebody said Bjork. I disagree. Somebody said Husker Du. You're out of your mind. All right, They Might Be Giants. Oh, I like They Might Be Giants because they sing those happy-go-lucky songs that rhyme. Okay, we got a break, and we got the news, and after the news, Esmeralda and I will go head-to-head on a pop-up video. Okay, we'll be right back.